Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Big news from Indiana basketball yesterday as junior forward Juwan Morgan is going to enter the NBA draft, but he will not hire an agent. It's really more of a draft process. Stu Jackson from TheHoosier.com gives us an inside look of how this process works and what's next for Juwan Morgan.
The way it works is, at least for this year, the deadline was April 22nd. Put your name in the draft, and even if you weren't going to sign with an agent, for prospective NBA players, coming out of college, and so at least to declare and preserve your eligibility and things like that. And then, the next step for Juwan would be he'll have until, May 30th, which would be 10 days after the NBA draft combine. That's standard every year to figure out, if he wants to withdraw his name from consideration for the draft this summer and return to school, or if he wants to keep his name in. So April 22nd was the kind of the first date to keep an eye on, and May 30th is going to be the next one here.
In that time frame, Juwan will work out for NBA teams and hopefully be a part of the NBA draft combine as well. But if he's not invited to the combine, does that mean this process is over?
If Juwan doesn't get an invite to the NBA draft combine, it's not the end of the world. When I spoke to an ESPN NBA analyst at the Big Ten tournament back in March, he said that, Juwan was a guy who, could, if he does decide to, go through the pre-draft process, would be somebody who could get quite a few of those workouts. So if Juwan does, if Juwan doesn't get into the NBA draft combine, I'm sure there will be plenty of teams who are interested in working him out and seeing what he can provide.
And if Juwan doesn't hear what he needs to hear, he hasn't hired an agent, he can come back to Indiana University for his senior season. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana University football spring game is tomorrow at noon, and we check in with TheHoosier.com Stu Jackson as he previews the quarterback battle and what we should keep an eye on during tomorrow's festivities.
One thing that's really impressed coaches is with Michael Penix, who we had as a four-star prospect coming out of high school. Coaches are just really impressed with how quickly he's picked things up. They also really like his arm strength. Peyton Ramsey, he's still showing that same accuracy and poise and toughness that everybody saw when he played in 9 games last year and started four of those. I guess also just getting a look at Nick Tronti as well. I'm kind of curious to see, what he brings to that position as well, because he spent time on the scout team last year. And fans are obviously very interested in seeing who takes that starting job. And I think if one of them has, a lower completion percentage than the other, I could see it now being at the center of every debate.
On defense, Indiana lost 2 senior linebackers, Chris Covington and Tigray Scales. Those shoes will be tough to fill. Who do we keep an eye on in the linebacking core?
Mike McGinnis and Raekwon Jones are 2 guys that have really stood out to me. McGinnis was a JUCO, former JUCO transfer, and Jones has kind of worked his way up to get in this position and really taken on a leadership role. So those are 2 guys that I think have really stood out among the rest. Of course, there's Thomas Allen, the head coach, who's also done a great job as well this spring. It's a young group, kind of a somewhat inexperienced group, considering most of the experience has been on special teams or just a handful of games. But I think they're eager to really prove themselves.
The Indiana Cream and Crimson spring game, noon tomorrow. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.